Philippine presidential hopefuls took to the streets this week in what promises to be another colourful, contentious and potentially bloody election campaign. Presidential aspirant and local movie idol Fernando Poe Jr., or FPJ as he's known to his fans, set the campaign ball rolling with a colourful and noisy rally at a packed stadium in Manila on Tuesday. Six hopefuls, including President Gloria Arroyo, who's seeking a fresh term after replacing Joseph Estrada in 2001, will be battling for the presidency when voters go to the polls in May. Elections in the mainly Roman Catholic nation of 82 million people are typically festive affairs, marked by crooning movie stars, gyrating dancers, and legions of adoring supporters. They are also acrimonious. Vote buying, intimidation, and shootouts are commonplace, especially in far-flung parts of the archipelago of more than 7,000 islands. This year's race could be even more contentious. A troubled economy and a deep rich-poor divide between the supporters of President Arroyo and her closest rival, Mr. Poe, have set the stage for a no-holds-barred contest. Antonio Getmaitan is head of a local political and economic policy group.
This is not the current of a class war. That's what's different of this election than before. The well-off are battling themselves against the T&E, the lower-income groups. This was started during Estrada's time, but it was cut off because he was removed from power.
Mr. Poe is viewed by many Filipinos as a virtual stand-in for close friend and fellow movie actor Mr. Estrada, who was lionized by the poor before being ousted from the presidency in a popular revolt. Aurea Regasa, a 47-year-old part-time teacher, says Mr. Poe is the poor people's choice.
Even though he's only an actor, but I think he can manage the people and he can tackle also problems.
The focus on personalities rather than platforms, at a time the country's economy is slipping against its neighbors, has got the business community and other observers worried. One local newspaper in an editorial noted, "This time we want to hear specifics. The next 6 years will determine whether we can ever regain our footing in a highly competitive globalized environment, or whether we will be doomed to be the basket case in a region long associated with dynamic growth." Bill Liu, spokesman for a powerful business lobby group in Manila, says disillusionment with elite politicians who failed to deliver on election promises has pushed many of the poor to pin their hopes on show business stars instead.
Traditional politicians have also failed the people. And the reasoning among people is, hey, you're supposed to be so good, so bright, yet what have you done for us? I'd rather, the mentality is, hey, shouldn't I take chances with someone else who's never been there?
Mr. Liu says the Philippines needs to strengthen the party system, force selected politicians to give up their regular jobs, and scrap discretionary funds used by lawmakers to improve the political scene here. For now, though, the baby-kissing and show business razzmatazz of past campaigns shows no signs of ending. At Tuesday's three-hour extravaganza, Mr. Poe, a high school dropout, said little about policy beyond a vague promise to alleviate poverty, a time-honored pledge in a country where more than 30% of the population don't get enough to eat. Michael Barker for VOA News, Manila.